Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a call back with customer support. You left your number.
I did. I was calling about a product that I ordered through you guys. It was supposed to be that I pay the shipping fee, and I haven't gotten a product. And my credit card has a $139 charge on it now. And I need to talk to someone because I need that canceled and those charges removed.
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out, ma'am?
32643.
Okay, thank you. Can I have your first and your last name?
Wanda Mays.
Okay, one moment. Can I have you verify your address for me?
I don't know what address you have on file, but my physical address is 2364. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. 23276 Northwest 179th Place. And that's High Springs, Florida.
Okay.
32646.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
I
One
also
moment. Yes, one moment. I'm still here. One moment.
Okay.
So by looking at this account, it looks like you entered our contest to win the KitchenAid mixer. Looks like you already called in to get this account closed because you was enrolled into our monthly gadgets club. And the membership fee is $67.32 each and every month. And we also give you a $125 gift card. You called in on the 7th to close this account. So how may I
Right.
help you today?
Okay, those charges are still on my card. I haven't received any follow-up. And like I told the lady that I talked to on the 7th, she was like, "Well, you signed up for it. Didn't you get the email?" I never got anything from you guys other than saying that I had, won this KitchenAid and I was being charged $5.74. No one told me anything about a monthly fee.
So, unfortunately, ma'am, that was in our terms and conditions when signing up.
I never got any terms and
The
conditions.
terms and conditions is right in the bold fine print before putting your credit card information in online.
Okay, well, I totally did not do that.
Yeah, so what she did was she did close this account for you so you won't be billed each and every month because these are valid charges, which you did. So what she did was she did close this account for you on the 7th.
Okay, see, she never even told me that. She told me she couldn't do anything to help.
She closed the account, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, I'm just going to call the credit card company because it's
Okay.
crazy.
So what we can do to at least help you out, ma'am, since this is considered a valid charge, which you did, what we can do to help you is we can provide you with a 50% refund. You will get back $33.66 back to your account. Would you like for me to do that for you?
33.63.
$66, $33.66. Would you like for me to do that for you? Process this
Okay.
refund.
Okay, let me ask you this. You say this is how much? Because my credit card bill says 130.
This is for the $67.32 charge on December the 6th. We can help you by giving you a refund of $33.66 back to your account. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Please.
Okay, so you will get the 3366 back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, and your account is closed. Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day as well. Bye-bye.